The Tigers squaring off with the Twins in Minnesota. Andrew Romine trying to become the fifth player in Major League history to play all nine positions in one game. Let's see how it goes. First inning, Buck Farmer facing Zach Granen.
3-2 is slapped toward left field, sinking. Romine will come on to make the play.
Wouldn't it be cool if he was able to get a put out in every position that he plays today?
Here's the 2-1. High fly ball toward left field. Romine backpedals. He's under it. And the runners will hold. So Andrew in the starting left field gets two putouts here early in the game.
Pinch hitting for Iglesias. Swinging a line drive, base hit, one hop off the dirt in the left field. Charging is Rosario, rounding third, heading home, Jacoby Jones. Throw is up the line. Jones scores standing up, throw down to second base. Off the glove of the second baseman, Adrianza. Up is Candelario, and he'll head over to third. A single for Candelario, pinch hitting for Iglesias to give the Tigers a 2-1 lead, and he ends up on third.
Tell you what, he scalded that ball. And you know what, Dave Clark at third base pushed it a little bit.
Here's a ground ball, base hit into left field, charging hard, pressing, rounding third, heading home, Adrianza. He'll make it without a throw. Single for Granite. Lefty on lefty, makes it a 3-2 game.
Sano grounds to third, fielded there. Out at first base, Candelario throws him out. He got Sano, one away.
Hey, Romine threw a little two-seamer up there. He got Sano to roll over.
I thought it might earn him another batter, but no dice.
No, that's it. Going to first base now.
Yeah, Brad breaking out the first baseman's glove. So Romine retires the only batter he faces. Family's loving it. Bouncing ball to first, and how about this? Romine fields the ball and tags the back for the out for the final out of the ball game.
Can't make this stuff up.
How appropriate is it for Andrew Romine, who becomes the fifth player in Major League history to play all nine, records the final putout?
The Tigers defeat the Twins 3-2. Manager Brad Ausmus spoke after.
It feels good to get the win and to still have Romine play all nine positions. It was getting, you know, it was obviously very close late. I'm not sure I wanted him to face Sano in a one-run game, but he got him out, so I give him credit.
What are you thinking at that point? I mean, just in a sense of, what if this thing blows up and a feel-good story now turns into Andrew facing Sano? And
I was thinking I could just bring in one of our relievers and do this all over again tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we were already too far invested, so it worked out all right. You know, I ended up taking him out from the catching position a little bit earlier. I was hoping he'd get through the inning, but with the game as close as it was, you know, I didn't want our pitchers to be victims of us trying to get Romine through this game and playing all nine positions. We also want to try and win the game. We certainly want the pitchers to feel good about themselves. So I did go to McCann a little bit early when it came to that spot. But everything else worked out extremely well.
I know leading up to it, you know, you didn't want this to be such a, you know, a storyline that overtook everything else. But how much strategy does go into something like this? Because it's not just Andrew shuffling around the diamond. You've got to really make sure everybody's on board.
Well, yeah, we had a plan sketched out. And like other than the catching position, it all went according to plan. And we made guys aware when they were before the game, when to be ready. Guys like Candelario, when to be ready to go into the game. Nick knew when he was going to go to right field. So that stuff was all mapped and ready to go. It becomes a little bit more difficult when McCann comes in the game. He, you know, you lose the DH, and now you have to deal with the National League format, basically, with the pitcher hitting. So, but it, like I said, it worked out.
This was Buck's final start of the season. And what advice will you have for him, or would you have for him as he heads into the offseason?
Well, you know, he's actually pitched some good games for us up here. He's done a nice job. I think that the Tigers are going to have a debate on their hands whether he's a starter or reliever. I won't be part of that debate. So, but I think he's done well. He's pitched well, especially when his breaking ball is good. And, again, they'll have to make that decision going forward.
Andrew Romine becomes the fifth player in Major League history to play all nine positions in one game. He talked about it after.
Right now, I'm just happy we won. I think it'll kick in a little bit when I go and sit down and celebrate with the guys in the locker room. But relief, happiness, I mean, you name it, I'm feeling it right now. It's so much fun.
you not only got to share it with your brothers here in the clubhouse, but also your sisters, your mom, your wife here in the crowd. How important to have family on hand, too.
Yeah, no, it was great. I'm sure they're up there right now waiting to come down and say hi. But that was awesome. I'm so happy that they made it out, especially with the rain issue going on, and everybody made it here on time, so they all got to experience it.
Not a game like this, you know, first inning, you're out, start out in left field, ball finds you right away. You think, man, this is my night.
I said, maybe I'll record all 27 outs when we get this done with. But no, that was cool. Get the first out of the way and get involved right at the beginning.
All right, once you get to right before the seventh inning, you're down there, you're putting the catcher's gear on. Brian Holliday comes over, giving you a quick little pep talk. What were the instructions?
We were just talking about who was coming up and kind of what hard you would use in that situation. What pitches to throw and what counts and stuff like that. But it was really just put the fingers down, let him shake it off if he feels like it. I don't know. I mean, it went so fast. I'm trying to remember, but the catching part went so quick.
Yeah. It did go pretty quick. And then the eighth inning, you got to be thinking, okay, it's a one-run game. They cut into it. Now you got to pitch. You got to face Miguel Sano in the eighth.
Yeah, they laughed about it. They thought that was entertaining. Trying to get the ball to the plate without leaving it out the middle so he could hit the ball over the stadium. But it was fun. I just had to get in there and throw a couple and get my nerves to calm down. So
up next, the Tigers finish off their season on Sunday. Anibal Sanchez on the hill.